Well, welcome into the living room once again. Thank you very much for sticking around. I'm Joel Chua. A real pleasure to have your company. Well, November, as most parents would know, this month, in fact, is the month of anxiousness for parents waiting for their children's PSLE results, which is coming out in just about 2 weeks from now. Well, they hope that the all hothouse tutoring, remedial lessons, and practicing copious numbers of worksheets will get their children top grades in science and maths. Well, then they complain that PSLE paper was unfair because the questions were unfamiliar to the students. Sound familiar? Well, however, according to two expert educators, Sunny Tan and Cedric Chai, parents, well, you've got it all wrong. That is not the way to guarantee top grades in the two subjects. Practice, in many cases, does not make perfect. There is simply too much focus on worksheet drilling, especially by tuition centers in preparation for the PSLE. Now, what is seriously lacking is the focus on thinking skills involved in tackling exam questions, and this is really the key to top grades, according to Sunny and Cedric. Cedric has come a long way with a three-step methodology which will help students answer any science question. He's dubbed his method LISC. He'll be telling us about that in just a bit. It's a method that provides a complete and comprehensive system of studying, from understanding of concepts to mastery of processes and skills needed to develop correct answers for science. And Sunny came up with the Unit Transfer Method, UTM for short. It's a framework that simplifies the learning and application of maths problems. The very recollection of math problem sums gives me a headache right now. Never really was a strong suit, math was. It uses ratios and tabulations to effectively analyze and solve challenging mathematical problems in a simple, logical, yet effective technique. Sunny and Cedric, thank you so much for joining us and welcome into the living room.
Yeah, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you. So you've developed these two unique methods, these proprietary methods to help students, especially students studying for the PSLE exams, not just ace their exams, but do it in a more effective and more efficient and hopefully less stress-free method. Tell us about this method in just a bit. But first, my question to you is, what is deficient? What is so wrong about the current methods that schools use, that tuition centers use, that a lot of parents use as well to help their children study for these exams? What is deficient? What is wrong about these methods? Cedric, would you like to start?
Sure. Well, basically, I think there is nothing deficient in the methodology that the schools are adopting, because the teachers know what is required. And what I feel is deficient in is actually the gap to bridge what they have studied, which is the content part, and the questions, the unfamiliar questions that are asked in many exams. So the school takes on a very holistic approach, whereby the content of science, the processes and skills, as well as the answering of questions, are all in one.
Right.
And there is no systematic approach by taught to these students as to how can they tackle the individual sections of the deficiency.
Right. So in other words, schools focus too much, almost exclusively, on memorizing textbook answers. And when an unfamiliar question comes up in the exam, they are thrown a curveball and they don't know how to do it because they've never encountered that specific question before.
That's right. So basically, there is a gap that needs to be bridged. And the gap between content knowledge that they have already studied from the textbooks and the unfamiliar questions. If I were to give you an example, it would be like a 3-in-1 coffee. Why so? Because basically, everything is blended together in the school curriculum.
Right.
And what we do is to take out the individual ingredients and just come up with methodologies to focus on the individual ingredients.
Right. Right. The individual ingredients, the approach to learning science and acing science exams. We want to go deeper into that and find out what those individual ingredients are in just a bit. But first, Sunny, is it very much the same situation when it comes to studying for mathematics exams? What Cedric just said just now, students are being taught too much to memorize answers in science. Is that same problem applicable to studying for math as well?
Okay, before I address the problem, basically you have to understand our mathematics curriculum. Okay, in 1997, there was a revamp in our whole curriculum, followed by 2001, 2007, there's a revision. But the central focus is the same, to develop mathematical problem solving. So what is mathematical problem solving? Is to enable the child to solve or to handle unfamiliar problems. That is the direction. But many of us, including parents, we are trained in the older curriculum. So what we see max is something that we have learned before, that is computation or procedure. But nowadays, the kids are expected to perform. Okay, they require higher order thinking skills. Okay, in order to handle unfamiliar problems. So basically, if you doesn't have the right framework, okay, you're not going to able to handle unfamiliar problems in the exam. Okay, one example I can give you is basically when you see a problem, okay, for most parents, what they see is they start forming equation. Okay, this is called framework. They have the algebraic framework. After that, they'll use whatever method they learn, like the substitution method, elimination method. This is called tools. So you need frameworks and tools in order to solve problems. But the child doesn't have the algebraic framework. So they need certain frameworks to solve.
Right. So are these frameworks not taught in schools right now?
The framework is taught in schools. But basically, if you... Maybe I share my experience as a school teacher.
Sure. And just for some background information, I apologize for having left this out in the introduction. Both Sunny and Cedric, they've been they were MOE teachers for several years, and about 3-4 years ago, they left the MOE teaching profession, and they started the Heuristics Education Centers for Math and Science. Right? All right. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, Sunny.
Okay, let's say in the classroom setting of 40 students, the group is so big, you have different learning abilities among the students. As much as the teacher who wanted to implement thinking skills, but there's a time constraint. So because of this time constraint, that's why certain child are able to adapt to it, but certain child are not able to do so.
Right. Well, one of the things that if this these thinking skills, this particular skill set is so important, that would be the first thing that the teacher would want to teach, right? But why is there this issue with not enough time? What do they end up teaching in schools that occupies the majority of the curriculum and leave out these critical thinking skills that you say are very important?
It's actually not they leave out these thinking skills, because schools we have limited time. Right. Let's say so you need to cover first the basic concept,
mm-hmm.
that is the computational skills. So once you have enough time for a certain we will teach them thinking skills. Okay, but there's still the constraints over here.
Right.
That is where we come in and try to bridge the gap.
Okay, give us an example then of some thinking skills that you would try to inculcate in students using your unique methodologies.
Okay, basically, to train the child higher order thinking skills, the child must be able to analyze. To analyze means you need to break down all the information into parts. You need to perform synthesis to join back the information and to come up with solution. So basically, the unit transfer method is a framework. Okay, it's a tabulation framework that helps the child to analyze. If you see all the words, all the complicated information, we break down them into units. Okay, so you help them to analyze the problems. After that, you perform synthesis.
What is synthesis?
Synthesis means you observe certain similarities between them.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say things like age. Age mm-hmm. difference is always unchanged. If I'm 10 years older than my child, I'm always 10 years older. So this is what we want them to recognize.
Right.
So based on that, they can use lowest common multiple and make them the same and come up with a solution.
And how does the conventional approach differ from your method? Instead of looking at these patterns and similarities and differences, what does the conventional method do?
Okay. Basically, there's many ways to solve a problem. Okay, you can use the model approach, guess and check, all the different heuristics. The UTM approach uses ratio.
Mm.
Okay, it's a non-visual tool. That means it will complement the model approach, which you depends on pictorial form. But for a child who is non-visual learners, so the unit transfer method uses ratio and break down the information for them. So it's actually the same. The fundamental is the same.
Right. How did you come up with this method?
Basically, when I was in MOE teaching, I mean, I attend courses, workshop. So from all those things that I've learned, I consolidate all the frameworks up.
Right. And I do apologize to our listeners, because this is it's something that you have to visualize, you have to see in order to really grasp the concept and idea of what Sunny was just talking about, the unit transfer method. And there is a website we will direct you to later, where all this information is much more readily available to you. But Cedric, your expertise is in the field of science. Tell us about the method that you came up with, the LISC method. What does it stand for, first of all?
Basically, LISE is an acronym. So this acronym guides the child through our so-called three-step template to effectively bridge the gap between content that is learned and an unfamiliar question that they are given. And of course, it also goes through the part whereby the student have to first understand the problem. That is the LI component of the three-step approach. So from the LI component of understanding the problems, the child is guided in a systematic way to first pick out what is relevant in the question. And from there, as you know, science, the correct phrasing or answering it accurately is very important. And that is where the other two components, the check component, comes in, the S and C.
Okay, and then these were the individual ingredients that you talked about just now, is it?
That's right.
All right, we want to go deeper into that in just a bit as well. We're talking today to Cedric Chai and Sunny Tan, the originators of two novel learning methodologies for math and science. They are from the Heuristics Education Centers for Math and Science. We'll be continuing our conversation with both Cedric and Sunny when The Living Room continues in just a bit. Stay with us.